Sir Charlie Stinky Socks, Volume 3, written by Christina Stevenson and read by Michael Malone.
Once upon a moonlit night, in a museum of marvelous things, high on a shelf where a cat was sleeping, something began to stir. You see, amongst the treasures and trinkets on the shelf, there was a most unusual egg, and the cat's warm fur and gentle purr were waking whatever was inside it.
Tippity-tap, tippity-tap.
The shell began to crack, and out came the strangest little something the cat had ever seen. Oh, my! How fortunate, then, that Sir Charlie Stinky Socks was studying maps in the museum that night and heard his cat Envelope calling. Map in hand, he bounded over to help his faithful friend. Jinkies, said Sir Charlie when he saw the little something. Whatever could it be? Unknown egg found at the foot of Thunder Mountain in the middle of the Big Blue Sea. I don't know what this little something is, he said, but we need to take it home. Thunder Mountain was on the map, so Sir Charlie charted a course. He polished his sword and pocketed some string, which he'd kept from his last adventure, and with a rallying cry of "To Thunder Mountain!" he mounted his good grey mare. Clip-clop, clip-clop, clippity-clippity-clop. Down to the harbour to borrow a boat from a pirate, Sir Charlie knew. I promise to bring back your boat, called Sir Charlie as he headed for the horizon. Sir Charlie and his friends sailed through the night by the light of a silvery moon, and by morning they'd reached the spot on the map where the mountain was meant to be.